the California border in lovely coastal Brookings in Oregon. Thank you for tuning into this week's interesting program. I'm Dr. Gigi, and my co-host is, as always, Jacques Kepner. How are you today, Jacques?
Great, Doctor. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Doc and Jacques Radio Variety Show. Special thanks to today's sound engineer and all-around happy and industrious man, Michael Gorse, who, once again, is filling in for Tom Bozak and Ray Simon. I think Tom Bozak needs to see a doctor. Don't you agree, Doctor?
He might.
I hope your ankle's on the mend.
Yeah.
Tom and Ray is out of town. But thanks. We bow low, very low, for Michael Gorse being in here doing what his magic that he does in the engineer's booth. You're hearing this live syndicated show on KCIW in Brookings, Oregon. That said, the same syndicated show will be rebroadcast in exactly 1 week from now, each and every Wednesday at 8 a.m. on our coastal southern friends, KZZH 96.7 FM in Eureka Humboldt. Hello to all of you down there. And then a few hours later at 1 p.m. on my old alma mater, KFUG 101.1 FM in coastal Crescent City, California. So there you go. Now you know, Dr. Gigi and I have got your coasts covered. All right. Let's see, Doc. It's that time when good medicine and health tips are colorfully presented by my German-American practicing medical doctor, who is also a research scientist, holding four DNA technology patents in her name, university professor, artist, newspaper columnist, and syndicated broadcaster, and so much more. I'm not bragging on you, trust me.
Okay.
Did I mention her incredibly emotional work as our region's hospice physician? Well, enough said about that. What medical marvels do you have for us today on this week's health segment of MDGG?
Well, thank you. And you're the colorful part, by the way, right?
Well, you're wearing an orange sweater that's pretty sharp. Did you get that from Timu?
Today, we will discuss the fascia.
Fascia.
And I want to thank Bill and Kathy Maffitt for suggesting this topic.
Yes, please reach out to Dr. Gigi like Bill and Kathy did by sending her a note at Gigi Reed, R-E-E-D, gigireedmd at gmail.com, and she will respond, possibly have a show on a segment on your questions. Hey, Doc, I'm on a 30-pound diet. Did you know that?
So what does that mean?
Well, so far I've lost 30 days. Okay, take it over, Doc.
So listen up. If you've ever stretched in the morning and felt that deep, full body pull, not just in the muscles but everywhere, that's the fascia talking, the
fascia.
One stuff that
fascia.
We're talking about. Right. This thin, stretchy web of connective tissue wraps all around everything, inside muscles, organs, bones, nerves, and blood vessels, holding the body together while keeping it mobile.
Wow. I don't want to brag, Doc, but, you know, I've been hired as a fitness model. I have been. Yep. The photographer said that they'll be using my images as the before pictures. Now, wait a minute. Back up. Are we talking like the skin?
Sort of, but not. We're kind of talking about the inner lining under the skin. Think of it as a Christmas gift.
Oh, I love Christmas gifts.
You open it up. First, you peel off the wrapping paper.
Okay, wait a minute. Do you hear me tearing it?
Which represents the skin. And then you come to the box beneath.
Yes.
This is the fascia.
Thought it was my toy.
Fascia acts like a living bodysuit made mostly of collagen and elastin fibers. The collagen gives it strength. The elastin gives it flexibility.
I see.
It's layers just beneath the skin, between the muscles and around the organs, are all connected in one basically continuous network from head to toe. When the fascia is healthy, it's an active player and a good active player in how we move.
Interesting. I'm in shape. I work out religiously. Mm-hmm. Every Easter and Christmas.
The fascia helps muscle contract efficiently, distributes force through the body, and stabilizes posture and joints. Last time we talked about joints, right?
Yeah.
Supple fascia lets everything slide and glide, creating a fluid, coordinated motion and reducing the strain that leads to stiffness or injury.
By the way, Tony hasn't heard this joke, so I'll throw it in because we're talking about the joints, right? You know, I had to give up marijuana recently because my cholesterol was getting way too high.
No.
Dr. Gigi says that I'm getting fat. But in my defense, hey, I've had a lot on my plate lately.
Okay, my favorite. That was my favorite.
A surprising role of the fascia is that it houses the body's awareness. It is filled with sensory receptors called proprioceptors.
Oh, I can't pronounce that one.
That tell our brain when our limbs are in space, where they are in space, helping coordination and balance. Now, here's a little cool stuff, tidbit. In Parkinson's disease, the information coming from these proprioceptors are not processed effectively in the brain because the necessary chemical called dopamine is not produced sufficiently anymore. So, people with advanced Parkinson's disease usually exhibit a characteristic broad-based gait.
A walk, a different walk?
Like broad-based, like tripodding it.
Oh, really?
To putting it because of reduced ankle position detection.
Is that
so
what
they're
Tom
on the
had?
Safe side.
Tom hurt his ankle. It's totally safe. It's totally different about that, right?
My gosh, it's totally different.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I've been working out on my favorite machine at the gym, Doc.
Really? What?
What machine?
Yeah.
The vending machine. Yep. I'm there 24/7.
Unhealthy fascia means it is inflamed, tight, or even infected. So common problems that are caused with by inflammation is called anything blah blah fasciitis. Two eyes, fasciitis. So inflamed fascia is thick and swollen and can cause sharp or aching pain, as in plantar fasciitis.
Oh, yeah.
Or adhesive capsulitis, or what we call frozen shoulder. Plantar fasciitis might be caused by a heel spur or by not wearing arch support.
I had a cold, frozen shoulder this morning out in the snow. It was pretty bad. Do you know what my favorite workout lately is, Doctor?
What?
Fork lifts.
Okay.
From the table to my mouth.
You are funny today.
Okay,
I know.
Frozen shoulder can be caused by prolonged immobility. Both conditions, or basically all itis, fasciitis conditions, are treated with stretching. For example, arch support for the plantar fasciitis, or you can use anti-inflammatories. Now, there's something, and frozen shoulder, same thing. You go to physical therapy or you're just trying to stretch your shoulder and get it back into motion. Now, necrotizing fasciitis is...
Necrotizing? That means deadly? Dead? Dying?
Like the tissue gets eaten or going away.
Not fun.
Necrotizing fasciitis is a serious infection where bacteria destroy the fascia, and they do it quickly. So those are rare emergency situations. It causes severe pain, spreading redness, fever, and needs immediate medical care because the fascia in between the muscle bundles gets eaten up. There's a lot of inflammation. You can lose your muscles quickly.
Necrotizing.
Yeah, necrotizing fasciitis.
Dead things. Speaking of dead things, what do you call a dinosaur that's just had a heavy workout at the gym, Doctor?
Pray tell.
A kind of sore. A kind of sore. I think that's cute.
That is cute.
Okay. Thank you for getting that.
I didn't see that coming.
To keep our fascia healthy or to remedy everyday tightness or mild pain, we can try the following. Keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Yep. Gentle walking, stretching, or mobility exercises keep the fascia supple. We can massage sore spots or even get something called myofascial release done by a trained physical therapist who put a lot of pressure in the sore spot to release the muscle, to release
that
tightness.
You do that to me all the time, right? When I have I say, oh, my back hurts, and you'll say, where? And you push on it so hard, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, except
it hurt more, but then you feel the knot.
That's right?
That's really different. Yeah, you can feel. Mm-hmm. My favorite workout is a mix between a lunge and a crunch.
What's that?
It's called lunch.
Okay, second favorite.
Okay, almost at the end from my fantastic dissertation on the fascia. Myofascial release is a technique that where massageal pressure is given just at the right spot. So not everybody can do it, including not me. So when I put my fist or my thumb into where it hurts, that's just a massage, not the myofascial release. Interestingly enough, if we can manage stress and prioritize sleep, it will help with myofascial-related pain. This is because during prolonged stress, we make a lot of cortisol, which is our primary stress hormone, which we're making in the adrenal gland, which then leads to increased body-wide inflammation.
Wow. Cortisol is what's it?
Our stress hormone.
Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. Exercise, doctor, is like a drug to me.
Yeah.
And I say no to drugs. Okay? No exercise, no drugs.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Thanks, doctor.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Gigi. It is, we're having fun here, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. That was very interesting, and I'm glad that Bill and Kathy, reached out to
us.
Thank you. Today's guest is no stranger to our show. She's joined us multiple times in the past and has become a friend, both talented and kind. Toni Land is a beloved singer, songwriter, and guitarist, well known around Brookings, Oregon, and far, far beyond. She and her band, the Toni Land Band, captivate audiences with their original music. She's gifted, she's creative, and deeply poetic, a true artist whose melodies and lyrics really connect straight to the heart. And we've experienced this.
Right.
When you see her, you know what I'm talking about. There's a special kind of magic when Toni performs. Her songs shimmer and whimsy, emotional. They speak of truth and offering reflections that feel timeless and shared with the human spirit and experience. So over the next 20 minutes, we'll be talking, not listening to her music at this point, but the next 20 minutes, we'll be just talking with her about her music and creative journey. And, of course, in the last half hour of the show, you'll get to hear four or five of her wonderful songs that are heartfelt stories that we can all relate to. So without any further verbiage or jokes from me, let's welcome Toni Land to the Doc and Jacques Radio Variety Show. Welcome,
Toni.
Thank you. So good to be here and get all the jokes.
And thanks for laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that about fascia release, exactly what that meant. And that was good, really good.
It's spelled the same way as fascism. We got to look up fascism again because it's why would that be called fascism? Right?
It's totally not spelled.
Oh, it's spelled differently. I knew that. I was just testing you, Doc.
Okay, let's get back to Toni Land.
Sorry.
Let's introduce her. She's still
Darn
laughing.
Darn it, I blew it again.
Oh, not again.
Alive.
You're fired.
He bad. He was funny in the beginning.
Huh? Okay, I'm shutting my mouth.
No.
Toni, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Glendale, California. Mm-hmm. Raised in pretty much the San Fernando Valley. So I was one of the true Valley girls.
Mm. Valley girls. Nice. So what brought you here? Wonderful coastal area.
Yeah. I have sisters that live here. Mm-hmm. And I would always come and visit. And I just couldn't live without them. So I moved back.
Older sister lives here? Or a couple of them?
Yeah. You know, younger sister. I'm the oldest out of five girls.
Wow.
So, yeah. So there was already two sisters that were living here.
Oh,
and
cool.
First Terry came, and she was the first one, and then Lori.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, Terry.
And then Lori came.
Hey, Lori.
Yeah. And then recently, Joni, my other.
Hey, Joni.
Yeah, my sister. What? That sister.
There's four sisters now in Brookings?
She has a property here now, and hopefully she'll retire here. So.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Lori.
Now, you are a singer and songwriter. When did you actually write your first song?
Oh, gosh. I remember it. I was in Carpinteria. Do you know where that is?
No.
By Santa Barbara? Okay.
No.
I remember sitting at the piano and writing my first song. It was called Coffee Blues or Coffee Something Blues, something like that. It was terrible. You know, it was awful. But I think that was, I don't know why.
You wrote it on a napkin?
No, I wrote it on the piano. I was already playing the piano.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Got so it. Piano was kind of my instrument.
So, how old were you?
I would have been...
College?
I was in college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's when you started writing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dang. Okay, very good. Now, so you went to college, you're an artist, and you're on the stage, and you're in recording studios, but you do something else as well. What is that? Probably what you went to college for.
Yes, I went to UCSB, and I have a master's degree in speech pathology.
Dang.
And I do that, and I work with little kids, mostly under three.
Wow. And do they have something in common usually there? Yeah. Why would you work with in speech pathology with those kids?
They have red flags often for autism. Mm-hmm. And usually the main issue is that they're not talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although there's other things going on. But that's how the parents usually become most concerned and then go to their doctor or go to the regional center. And the regional center contracts me to work with those kids and those families. So it's pretty much an honor to be able to have the parents in the room, unlike in a school situation, which I've worked in plenty of that, but have them in the room with us, with the kids, and sometimes grandparents, and, you know, more the better. So the whole team, you know, their team, the kids' team is with me, and get to work with them and train them up. And
so who diagnoses these children as?
Basically,
being on the spectrum, or they don't have to be on the spectrum.
Right? No.
Mm-hmm.
They go through evaluation process, and there's usually a speech therapist, a psychologist. Sometimes there's OTs, mm-hmm. you know, occupational therapists or physical therapists involved. And then at a certain point, if they have red flags for the autism, then the specialist that does that kind of testing down in Humboldt County does the assessments, and then they diagnose it
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't, you know. They might say, let's do it again later.
So I remember you saying a few interviews ago that if the kids are not talking, if the sooner you get your child in to have mm-hmm. that child evaluated, the better.
That's right.
What's the youngest child you work with?
I think I've had him like a 15 months.
Okay, and they're usually brought in by the parents who's saying, like, Junior is not talking at all.
Well, at that point, sometimes the doctor will notice that, but usually it's the parents, maybe the grandparents notice that, especially if it's a young couple has this only child. How do they know?
Right.
Is that late or not? And
that's
it's good because even if they're really young, I'm still working with the parents to set up an environment that's going to stimulate that language.
Right.
And there's so much happening before they start talking.
Right.
Joint attention, for example,
crawling, right? Don't you have to have, like, crawling exercises to?
I guess. I don't usually work
go that.
Yeah.
Back in the day, right, Gigi's only child, son, he was perfectly good. He's fine, Lucas. He didn't speak until he was how old?
Four. Well, he started speaking at three, but his real first complete sentence was at four.
Wow.
But so people say because he was growing up bilingually.
Yeah, she only spoke German with him, right?
Still do, yeah.
I think that it's always fine to work with multiple languages when they're mm-hmm. young. Kids sort that out in their brain.
Yeah.
But that can put a little bit of a delay, maybe. But, you know, when you say not speaking, not using full sentences till four, that's not so off track.
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So it's kind of the rule of thumb is that at about two, about one, they're using single words.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you won't understand all those because they're kind of word approximations, like
Mommy.
Da instead of dog or something like that.
Ba instead of ball.
Yeah. And then at two, usually kids are using two and three words or two words, start to combine words. Like generally what I see is that if a kid gets about 50 words, he starts to combine.
Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever read that, but I've seen it because I have done this for so many years. So after about that long, they start to combine words. There's just more. They have so much more to say.
Right. Where do you work?
I work in Crescent City. with kids there. It's part of the regional center.
Okay.
And I see kids mostly now at the Family Resource Center.
Okay. What is it actually called, the Resource Center?
The Family Resource Center is – there's lots of things going on there. They have a food bank. They have a playroom. They have a sensory room.
They got a garden.
They have a garden.
Yeah, in the back.
That's right. They have a little play yard on the side for little guys. And it's such a cool – those people are just incredible.
How do you manage, or how do you balance your career and being the musician you are?
Naps.
Standing, driving, whatever.
Driving,
right?
Naps.
Yeah, it's rough, you know.
It is rough.
I used to be able to do so much. You know, I would go work full-time, working full-time, and then driving over 6 hours, 3 hours each way to rehearse during the week, and then traveling and playing on the weekends, coming back, and then I used to be able to do that, but I can't do that.
You deserve a break today.
No, I work part-time is how I do it. Mm-hmm. You know, I do what I used to do, but I just do less of it.
And it's not hard work, or it still is a little bit?
No, it's hard work.
You're still producing new songs. It's so, you know, the part-time work is your part-time work with the speech pathology. But then the other stuff, you don't just work 2 hours a day. I mean, you know, when you're working on it, I'm sure there's no time limit.
I can't stop.
You can't stop.
Right? I can't stop. It's like, I'm finally getting the hang of it.
Of stopping or of writing?
Well, I'm working. I'm almost done with my 8th album.
Yeah,
and that's
so cool.
Why I came out today.
Yeah.
No one's heard anything. It's like a big secret because I wanted to live in a bubble, you know, about the songs. I didn't want too much input on it, so I wanted to not share them.
Are you going to share those?
This is
somehow?
The first time ever. I know.
Voyage.
So, yeah,
very nice.
For you guys.
We're honored.
Yeah.
What's the best thing about being a musician? And then backtrack a little bit. What's the best thing about your job?
Okay. Yeah. I have a really good life. You know, I have this very satisfying work with the families and the kids. And, you know, after a certain length of time, you just get pretty good at it.
Yeah.
You know. It's really creative, just like the music is. So I'm sitting there with a child that I have to create something for him, you know, how to work with that child.
Right.
It's not like I can just look it up in my book, you know. So it's creative that way. And then the music, of course, songwriting is really why I'm a musician. That's my heart and soul, you know.
Wow. True.
Yeah, I continue to write. And actually, I'm much more prolific than I used to be now.
You've got 8 albums. Each album has what, 10 songs?
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. Sometimes I have an EP also, which is 5. But yeah.
And do they still, we do know, because we have musical guests on the show all the time. They still, are they coming back to printing records again?
I'm
LPs.
Making records.
Are you?
The CDs don't really sell. I have a whole garage full of them, you know.
you gave us some.
I give them away. I kind of give them away. I sell them once in a while.
Thank you. We listen to them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make some vinyl, which is a whole other thing I'm having to figure out about mastering for vinyl versus for CDs. And also these cool, they're about the size of a business card. They're USB little drives.
Hmm.
And they have some graphics on it.
Yeah, a little thumb.
Wait, I've never seen that. Is that a new way of?
Yeah.
And so you when
so
you
can
plug them in your phone?
You can plug them in everything. You can plug them in your car. You can plug them into your computer, and boom. And plus, you can put different kind of files, like MP3s or WAV files.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can put lyrics on them. And
where's your studio? Where do you record?
My kitchen.
Your kitchen.
That's my
excellent.
Kitchen studio.
Everything is getting cooked up in there. Right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm cooking it up in the kitchen since the pandemic.
Right.
Before that was always big recording studios. But we couldn't do that during the pandemic. And I made that last album that I gave you, Sunlit, in the kitchen, which was amazing. And after that, I went, This is the way to do it.
Yeah.
There's no time clicking about, click.
But what happens if the smoke alarm goes off?
You just do it again. Just record it again. I love it. I'm doing that. This whole album has been in the kitchen with my producers
right
up in Portland.
Okay.
Wait, in Portland?
Portland.
These
the producer ones, is.
The producer.
Oh, so they can be up there and you're in your kitchen?
Yeah.
Here? Very
they
nice.
Can't really tell. You know, these studios are always open. The new improved.
It's all just sending files. It's all digital.
Yeah, true.
So you
yeah.
use, you know, a certain kind of software to record, to, and then you send those files to each other back and forth.
So let's go further in your head. What inspires you to write the music and then playing it in your kitchen? What how do you get to that point?
You know, I've been training myself to be able to not have to be inspired.
Oh.
Because that's a very slow process.
Yeah.
Very slow if you're just waiting for it to hit you and, you know, boom. But once you start writing more, which I've had to get pushed to do, then it starts to become just sit down and see what you get.
Whoa.
And I always get stuff. I mean, most always. Not. It may not be great,
right.
But I get stuff. You know, I get...
Yeah, so yeah. You get the lyrics, they come first.
And it
right?
gets that and, thing going. It's like, it just is amazing.
You are an achiever, that's for certain. And now reflecting on that, you were the firstborn of five girls, right? So you're the eldest. You got the, you got all the learning. Your parents learned how to raise children by you. You were the example, so maybe that has something
to do. My mom was a driver of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you will go to college. I knew in the third grade I was going to college. So, yes, I knew that.
So what comes first when you do make it? Do you come up with the lyrics, and are they poems, or do you just think
all of the above?
All of the above. It just comes
all
together?
All of the above. Sometimes it's a poem. Sometimes it's just a word, or it's a picture. Like I had this old song called Barefoot on the Highway, and it was just a snapshot of something when I was driving down the highway. And I saw this person come out, or I heard somebody come out running out from their back. Anyways, so sometimes it's just a visual like that, like dying ain't no big a thing. I saw this grave digger making a grave, you know, in the rain. And it was like, whoa, that's something I had never seen. So like this new song, Little Soft Secret, which I don't think I can play for you, unfortunately, because I tried to and it didn't play. There are sometimes glitches in these files.
Yeah. The new business card thing happens.
I was just walking in my neighborhood, right, you know, down the street from here, basically, and I saw this dead bird, black, shiny, dead bird. It was, like, so beautiful, and I walked past it, and then it was... Anyways, I had to walk past it about three times till I really went, whoa, Little Soft Secret, that's that song.
Aww.
So
do you ever do the opposite where you will be strumming on your guitar and go, wow, that sounds really good, I like that, and then you'll put words to the song?
Okay, yes.
Yeah?
I did a whole album that way way back because I was kind of challenged to do that. Like, come on, let's see if you can do it that way. So that helped me be able to go back and forth, like sometimes writing from the music, sometimes writing from the lyric, and so on. And go
you got a good memory, or do you jot these things down on a piece of paper?
I write down everything.
You do, okay.
I can't remember anything.
One of those
good
organized people.
I really can't.
Hey, I forgot my iPad. I have my wallet. It's at the house.
I know, but you got your haircut.
I got my haircut. All right.
I know. I have so many songs. I cannot remember. I have to use a notebook when I perform now, which it's humiliating. But I just got to do it.
So. No, and your songs are so heartfelt. They're really nice, and they're... Yeah, I don't know. They're just nice to listen to. And,
okay. Yeah. We're going to need to take a break here in about 45 seconds. But in the meantime, tell us who the members of the Tony Land Band are.
Okay. The Tony Land Band. First of all, the recording is just me and Jim Walker.
Okay.
That's it. We do everything. He's a multi-instrumentalist. Okay. And we both sing and we do all the harmony
work.
He's
the guitarist, too.
Oh, it's amazing.
Isn't he your neighbor?
No.
Oh, that's
a different one.
Oh, okay.
This is the one up in Portland.
Jim
Walker. All right. He's awesome. He's so wonderful to work with, too.
Kim Devine.
Kim Devine is my good friend, and she's a percussionist, all that. Jim Bixler plays percussion, congas. And then Larry Freese is a guitar player and singer, lots of harmony background stuff. And he's there. And then we have Matt Stewart, who also plays guitar and mandolin. He also plays multiple.
It's a fun group. You always have fun. Yeah. Okay, we got a break right now because time flies when we're having fun. It's already that mid-break time here on the Doc and Jacques Live Radio Show, proudly broadcasting from the KCIW 100.7 FM studios in lovely coastal Brookings, Oregon, and far beyond. The list of major sponsors for your community radio stations are Advanced Airlines, who fly in and out of nearby Crescent City to Oakland and L.A. 7 days a week. Michelle Bupert with her our own vibrant local Curry County Chamber of Commerce. Hello to Michelle. Nick and Lisa Rail, a shout out to you. And the PPA, or the Partnership for the Performing Arts. And there we have a new major supporter we've been announcing for the past few weeks, and we will have your spot advertised, not advertised, take that back out. We will have your support on the radio and a spot as a supporter of community radio, and that is the Coastal Health and Hospice serving Northern California. What is it again?
Coastal Home Health and
Home
Hospice.
Home Health, and you're one of the hospice directors, doctors there. Yes, she knows. This exemplary, emotional, and helpful nonprofit organization is here to help all of us as we grow older and transition from one house to another. So welcome aboard, Coastal
Home Health.
I'm so sorry. Okay. And lastly, my dear co-host, Dr. Gigi Reed, and yours truly, on behalf of KCIW, thanks to all of you. We're back in the studio. We never went anywhere. Speaking with Tony Land, and we had just a few more, we got the people that are in your band, right?
Yes.
And we're going to start your music here in just a bit. Let's say this right now. How do people get a hold of you?
Okay, so I have a website, tonyland.com.
That's easy. T-O-N-I.
Okay. T-O-N-I. And you can just Google me, too. I mean, I just come up in all kinds of ways. And also, you can get music on, like, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon.
Okay. Social media, Facebook or anything like that? Instagram, TikTok, Temu.
You know what? I'm really a firm believer in email list.
Okay.
Or even texting.
What's your email?
No, I don't mean that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying about reaching people. Very specifically, most all those people have signed up on my email list when they came to my gigs.
Mm-hmm.
So those are people that are already engaged with me and just developing that. The social media is so big.
Yeah.
And so spread out and so huge. And I've done that some, but I'm pretty bad at it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm here. I live in this town. This is my community.
That's right. Just look you up on Google. That's how we first heard about you. I looked you up. You're all over the place. Tony Land, L-A-N-D, T-O-N-I. All right. Michael Gorst, you give me a thumbs up. We're going to transition into her, Tony's music.
Okay.
And whenever you two are ready on the radio.
To radio, then tell us about what we're hearing.
I'm just deciding because I'm looking at my little list here. And I don't have all the songs here, but I do have.
Those are the new ones from.
Yeah, these are all
eight.
Just from the new album. Nobody's heard these.
First time
big,
around.
Kitchen Blues.
Yeah,
Kitchen Blues.
Yeah. All right, this is a song called All That Glitters. And Jim Walker and I, both went through the music scene in Los Angeles in the 80s, and it was pretty treacherous. And so this song is kind of from both of us, you know, into story form. Okay?
Cool.
All right.
Tony Land.
She was hypnotized by the jewel of lies, sparkle everywhere she sidewalks seem to glow. Some pretend they'll help you win. Fill your glass up to the brim. Sign the dotted line. Say yes. They'll take care of. It's easy to be like gold. Some can't do it on their own. Steal your hard-earned claim instead of mining for the vain. So return the borrowed gown, gloves and shoes you found once from the second-hand store.
Now, do you play the guitar on there?
I wrote the song on guitar, but I didn't play the guitar.
Yeah, because you usually do play, right?
Okay.
But I think you told us one time before that you really like it when somebody else can play the guitar because you're working two dynamics there.
Yeah.
You're having to watch your hands and where your fingers are and produce the right sound, and then you have to sing. I've always thought that's so amazing about musicians that you're able to do that.
Yep.
So that is, I get it. And
another
good thing about your songs is I could hear every word.
Right.
I understand every word, right? And
what she is speaking.
And you were talking about thrift stores and hand-me-downs and shoes that, you know, these are things that many people in this world we deal with and day to day. We're not all billionaires. Mm-hmm. And I think that strikes a chord with so many interested people. All right. Thank you for that.
Very cool.
No, mm-hmm. This is your virgin review.
I know. I was so nervous. I was like sweating. I can't even look at you guys.
I
loved it.
If you see my head moving like this, you know I'm enjoying
good.
A different world.
Just fake it, all right? So. All right, I'm going to play another song. Okay, let me see. This is just a fun little song called You Got Me. Some of these are still in the process of being named. Either you're going to be You Got Me or You Got Me Good.
Well, you got that. You Really Got Me. You Really
Got Me. Yeah, You Got Me. Okay.
Girl,
yeah, maybe it's
really
You Got Me Good. Okay.
You Got Me So I Don't Know What I'm Doing.
All right, you ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Okay, this is a love song.
I don't even have a clue what's going on with you. Don't make me guess, I'll just flunk this test. Good news, bad news, you can tell me everything. You know I'm on your team. You got me, I'll be your Olivia Pope. I'll cast your winning vote, no matter if you're down. I'll stick around and give it to me straight, no lies. I'll cheer your battle cries, boo your enemies. time, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Our love will be strong. We can take the whole world on. Come on, take my hand. I'm your biggest fan. Come on, come clean. You got me.
That gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, I was tapping my foot, and that's George. Yeah. You cannot do that on live air. Yeah. You can't hear the bump, bump.
I heard it.
No. Oh, you heard it too?
No, I didn't.
Well,
I didn't hear it.
That, that was good. That one, I heard one lyric there that, that was at the very beginning. That's something that's never experienced. But it was about flunking a test.
Yeah.
Okay. Never done that before ever in my life. Never.
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 Never. Never.
Einstein and I both want tested. Okay.
All right.
Wonderful song. And again, it appeals to you on a emotional level. Mm-hmm. That's what we like. We like to hear songs that pick you up and kind of put you in some place else. All right. We got enough room. We got about 15 minutes, actually.
Okay,
we have more than 15, so we could play. Oh, another thing is your songs are not too long. They're not dragging on 7 or 8 minutes.
No.
Kind of cool.
I've been trained.
You've been trained. Weren't we all raised in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, right? You had a 3 minute.
Three minutes. I still do. I try to keep it around 3 minutes.
Wow.
But sometimes it goes to maybe 4, but Jim and I are both like, oh, no, too long. We got to start chopping, get rid of that, you know.
Long version, the LP version.
No.
When I sing karaoke, I only sing one song. It's 2 minutes and 10 seconds long.
Yeah.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
It was only 2 minutes.
2 minutes and 10 minutes.
It's such a big song.
2 minutes and ten seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. It's like ridiculous. Yeah. I don't get much time.
You know, people's attention is so short these days.
I know. Right?
Going past 3 or 4 minutes is you're pushing it.
Yeah. Right on.
All right. Let's see. Let's do. Okay. Do you want to hear my party song?
Yeah.
Party song.
Now,
it
what
is.
Now this one is I'm Seeing You, Jacques, dancing tail off.
I've got my gal.
It's called Should Have Been a Party.
Should Have Been a Party, and what inspired it?
The party she didn't get.
Do you mind telling us? Or
it kind of was edited so many times. It started out as a Halloween party.
Oh.
And then I kind of broadened that idea into just a party.
Should Have Been a Party.
You know what? Here's the thing, is that I typically... I'm all the time. This is the first time I've ever done it this way, which is before I always had the songs all written and then I go in the studio. But now on this one, I'm writing them as we go. So I think, okay, well, now let's see. What do we need now? We have this kind. We have this kind now. Like, this was my upbeat, crazy party song.
You're lucky you're so accomplished. You could do that.
Right?
So many artists would just say, how could she do that?
I don't know. I couldn't. Right? I used to not be able to do it, but now I can do that.
Yeah, you get it.
Let's hear the party song. What is it called? It Should Have Been a Party.
It Should Have Been a Party.
Right. Should have been. Could have been. Party!
Going crazy.
Till the engineers have to go back and try to mend this up, but you shouldn't. It's natural. Is that the first, the unveiling of that song?
No one's heard that song.
Okay, so right now, that is a tag-along, sing-along.
That's what I said. You know what I said? I need a sing-along song. Mm-hmm. So this is the sing-along song.
My goodness, it's going to be a big, big hit because it just gets you in the mood.
I know.
And, I didn't get the thing where you're so big, you went like this, but I'm not going to exaggerate. And then you said, but it's such a creep, was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the guy.
The first one was creep, and the second one was freak.
Freak.
It was, I have to rhyme.
I was hoping, I think Michael Gorse actually chimed in there. He was kind of nodding his head.
I thought there was something coming out that wasn't. From
yeah,
us.
Right. He wasn't saying the big. He wasn't saying the P word. No, he wasn't.
Very cool song. Loved it.
Great song. Should have been a party.
Should have been a party.
Should have been a party. Oh, my God. All right. Okay, that's my new favorite song.
Yeah.
All right. We should do maybe one more song.
Yeah.
All right. This is the next song. It's a crazy song, but it's one of my favorite songs on the whole album. It's called, what do you think? It's called Either the Ballad of D.B. Cooper.
Oh, the guy that jumped out of the plane with all the
right.
money?
Right. Okay, so what do you know about him?
Well, he landed in the woods and he died on a tree and they never found his body, but the money was taken. A bear got
they never. Yeah. You know what? That's only one of the stories.
Yeah, there's lots of them.
Do you have more on your song then? The real?
Yeah, they
it's
say,
a mystery.
They say he made it, and then he lived for 25 years after it.
Well, let's just listen to this song.
Who is that?
This is my version of it, okay?
My sources.
my sources.
Again, this is called a tribute to D.B. Cooper?
It's called, it's either going to be called Ballad of D.B. Cooper, or it's going to be called Good Trick.
Good.
All right, now you listen to the song and you tell me a good trick.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
He's my age, by the way, if he were still alive.
Anyways, there's so many stories. And up in Washington, when I lived up there, there was a lot of stories there because they think that's where he jumped out of the plane. And they didn't find him. But I never heard about the bear thing and getting eaten.
No, the bear got rich. It's a golden bear. It was like a heavy partier.
All right. See, that's how these things get spread. All right, here it comes. Oh, shoot. All right. Look at here.
The Ballad of DB.
All right, here it comes.
Wait a minute, I'm still, does DB stand for dumbbell or, I mean.
That wasn't his name?
And then what is this about Judy? Was Judy like Judy Garland or what?
You know what, Ooh. You do your own homework.
Okay. We're getting it heard here first, folks, from Tony Land, who's holding her tongue on this. So you're mocking, what are you, Michael's in shaking his head like he gets it, but I don't.
It's a good trick.
It is a good trick, and that's a good name for the songs. Now, your music is so versatile. You know, your CDs before, and when we came to see you, they were more more, you know, melodic and heartfelt.
Well, she's also playing guitar on those, which
right.
is live.
And now guitar. It's like Party Girl. Woo! Yeah.
I did come from a rock and roll background, by the way. I don't know. I got a lot of albums. You know, you go through different phases.
Yeah.
Well, we heard three of how many are going to be on this? How many songs?
10.
Okay.
You haven't heard. There's some other beautiful, really beautiful songs.
Well, we just heard four. You treated our listening audience in forever because this becomes podcast and real soon.
I didn't know what I was going to play, and I suffered over that. And then I didn't play anything I was going to play.
These were fantastic episodes. The songs were great.
Really
they're so versatile.
I think more so than any other year. I really liked it. I mean, seriously, I'm in the moment right now, and I'm just like, yeah, party!
Mm-hmm. Party song.
Another party!
Yeah!
Then jump out the airplane without a parachute. Wow, what a great thing. So maybe I'm thinking it was just all a ploy. But
are we still on D.B. Cooper?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, give me one hint so I can take it home and figure it out.
No hints.
Oh, no.
You got to do your own research because it's all over the board.
I see.
You know, people like he still lives, and if he, you know,
right.
I was going to put a but it made the song too long. Remember I told you?
Yeah.
Chopping. I was going to put this little section in there about that D.B. Cooper left the pot of, you know, money buried, and I was going to tell him where it was, you know.
Right.
But, I had to cut, you know, it's like, and also when you're cutting and editing, which is really the big thing about good songwriting in my book, is that you cut out stuff that doesn't need to be there.
Got it.
It's painful, too. It's like, oh, I love it.
I know.
Yeah, you got to trim the cake somehow.
Yeah, so that there's one idea. It's like people that are writing books. That's what I think, too, happens. In the beginning, their books could be like three or four books. You know,
yeah,
three or four
and
stories.
Then they cut it down.
And it's the editing process, which is,
cool.
They have to be brutal.
So what was your partner's name?
Jim Walker.
Jim Walker. So he does all the little harmony part?
We do those together.
cool.
So then you meet up.
Our voices really just work really good together. That's another kind of magical thing.
Yeah.
You can tell. It sounds like a choir back there, but the truth is it's just him and I.
Oh, I know. That is so cool. With a party, too. All those people talking.
Party.
Oh, actually, that was like a clip from, you know, like a little sample. That one. Was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So they were actual people.
Like we did a song called Frankenstein on one song that album that we had. And we use clips from the old original Frankenstein movie.
Right.
So, cool.
Anyways, we have that technology too.
So. Tony Land in the studio today. We need to wrap this up ASAP, Doc. Let's do it. Thank you, Tony, for coming.
Thank
in.
You.
My pleasure.
Sharing the
on
songs,
our show.
Virgin and, yeah, song play. Very
all right.
cool.
All right. Thank you.
Love
please.
It. Love it. Love it. Do you have a quote or a joke?
No. Let's go. We have no time. We have to do. We are.
We
out.
Have over a minute, girlfriend,
well,
boyfriend.
I just got the engineer gave me the one finger. Oh, it was his middle finger he gave me.
Okay. I have one quote.
I have one quote. What's that?
Fascia remembers what the mind forgets. So there.
Fascism remembers what the.
Yeah,
okay. Cool.
Right?
Hey,
okay,
by the way, next week we've got another musical duo with Rogue String comes on live. Yana and Lacey Young and Yana Lobb are going to be on the air. We are really proud that we have had Tony Land on.
Yes.
And you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Very
so
privileged. But guess what? We all have been listening to the Doc and Jock show on KCIW 100.7 FM in Brookings, Oregon. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we have. Learning about Tony Land and listening to her great music here at the KCIW studio.
Indeed, peace and prosperity to everyone out there. Thanks again, Michael Gorse, for coming in to the rescue. We really appreciate it. And Tom Bozak, we're coming up to your house now, so get ready. Doctor's got to look at your ankle. Everybody have fun. Stay tuned for Tony Durso show right now. Thank you much. Peace and love.